Dry Ice by Stephen White. To Jane Davis. It is always easier to fight for one's principles than to live up to them. Alfred Adler. Three may keep a secret if two of them are dead. Benjamin Franklin. Prologue. The sky above the mountains was stained with the last pastels of a mediocre sunset. Headlights approached from the east. Crews climbed from the raw dirt to the bucket, jumped from the bucket up to the ground, killed the diesel, and prepared to meet the maintenance supervisor halfway between the fresh grave and the truck. The work was running late. The Ford rolled to a stop on the crushed granite with its brights aimed directly at the grave. Ramirez stepped down from the pickup's cab and marched toward the hole. Crazy shadows bent every which way as the beams from the truck and the wash from the floods above the excavator competed to obliterate the creeping darkness. One at a time, Ramirez rubbed the tops of his cowboy boots on the calves of his jeans. Not content with the results, he polished the leather on one boot a second time before he tucked his right hand into the pocket of his down vest, turned his head, and spit. Ramirez kept his boots shinier than a new quarter. If he was outside, he almost always spit before he spoke a word.
"Should have been done an hour ago."
"Two things," he said to Cruz, holding up his left hand like a peace sign.
"Don't like one man, Cruz."
He folded down his index finger, leaving his middle finger pointing skyward in unintended profanity.
"Don't like digging in the dark. Alonzo knows that. People get hurt. I'm 212 straight days, nobody hurt. Tomorrow's 213. Understand?"